It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 362.
What's going on, guys? How are we?
It is 362.
Yeah.
You got some. Oh, can you?
I got lip balm for the boys.
Poor.
I got the big container. I was saying yesterday, my lips, I got home. What time did we get home last night? Like one. Mm. I got home at 1:15.
Is that a pubic hair on the?
Definitely not, mate.
What? It's definitely hair.
Not. It's a piece of fluff. That's not a human hair. That's a piece of fluff off like a blanket. Definitely not. Why would there be a pubic hair on your pawpaw cream, bro?
It's not my pawpaw cream. It's your pawpaw cream.
I'm saying on your pawpaw cream.
Can I sniff anyone's the pawpaw cream?
Sure, mate.
Actually,
sniff Lucas's hole.
Mm. Do you know what I heard? I believe that this has pawpaw has like a gelatin in it, which actually makes your lips drier.
Nah, it's bullshit.
It's designed.
I remember they used to say like Blistex. It was always like, oh, there's bits of glass or there's like some like hyperbolic fucking statement that would just not be true because they couldn't sell it. But it was always like, oh, it makes the lips crack. Mr. 97, look it up. Look up Lucas pawpaw ointment. And if it has anything in it that fucks with you. This, I've told you before, banned from using the car.
Yeah.
I snuck it past my wife today, had it in my little kangaroo pouch here, itch pig. And I took it from her cupboard.
Yeah, you're wearing the itch pig hoodie. I am worried that you are going to get pawpaw on the itch pig hoodie because I feel like it's something that's not going to be able to come
it's
out.
It's fucking grubby anyway. You know I'm a big grub.
Yeah. I'm slightly worried about the I-30.
Why?
And, well, because we drove to and from New South Wales.
Yeah, it gave us a good 800 Ks. Mm.
I'm worried that it's not up to the cleanliness that Bree expects of the car.
Yeah. I mean, is that her doing? Because your car is clean, so it's not you?
No, well, not I your think there's doing? Probably like there's, oh, yeah, why is the car clean? No, I don't really use the car.
Okay. Because it is a lovely, clean car. Mm. Smells new. It's almost like you're either in a psychopath's car or you've got it from the rental place. Mm.
Well, we actually cleaned it. It's cleaner nowadays than what it was when we first got it because even though they did like a detail clean,
yeah,
Bree worked out like this whole maneuver to get the whole seats out basically and she found like half a piece of bread. It was a kid that like the it was a family car or whatever.
Oh, it was the previous person.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so
no.
Found a whole piece of bread. That's not a detailed clean.
No. Well, I bought my secondhand car, which I was saying earlier today. I went and picked up a hard drive for Josh a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The hard drive was worth twice as much as my car.
Yeah. Which the hard drive was only $450.
No, it was like eight grand or something. Yeah. Fucking my car. Actually, I'm being generous. It was four times. I reckon I ended up getting $250 for my car from the wreckers, which if we look at that cost,
it's
20 times as much as my car. Anyway, when I bought this, I bought it off this – he seemed lovely, but he also seemed dodgy.
What was it, from an actual used car dealer?
Used car dealer. He'd had this place for 30 years in like Glen Iris or something. And I just went in. I don't know how I found – maybe I found it online – and I went in and met him and I was like, I kind of like you, but you seem a bit slimy.
There's a lot of examples of that. You can sort of, and my point is you can still be mates with a slime ball, but you just don't have to do business with them or sort of, but you did business with him. You actually bought a car
with him. I bought the car with him and I've had previous business partners.
When I say slime ball.
No, I know what you
mean.
It's
sort of just
ethical. They're not ethical.
Yeah. Well, there's a sense that the car might fall apart. So
definitely. Well, it's like, oh, no, trust me. It's A1. A1 is the, you know, A1 condition.
That's what he said.
Oh, well, that's car speak. Probably,
is it?
Car speak.
A1 coffee.
A1. No, look it up. A1 car, like car terminology, A1.
I've never seen Mr. 97 look so disappointed to have to look something up. Did you know that you reacted like that when I said?
No, I did know.
A1.
Sorry, what are A1 car spec?
A1 car terminology. Great. Just see what comes up.
Mr. 97 isn't feeling good today.
No, he's not. You can tell. Mm. He's just a bit all over the shop.
Well,
anyway,
because
anyway. Got this car. He said, mate, look, I can't sell it to you with two keys because we don't have two keys. I only had one key. So I bought this thing with one fucking key.
I reckon that's pretty common. I didn't even realize cars came with two keys.
Every car should come with two keys.
Our I-30 came with one key.
Did they mention anything about it?
No.
Okay, that flew under the radar because it should have two keys. What happens if you lose one key, the only key? You can't get into your car.
What happens if you lose two keys?
You can't get into your car. You're fucked. I mean, I've got a code on my phone. I actually don't know where it's located. I saved it into like a contact.
The notes.
No, I saved it into contact, so it's definitely still there. It's a code that I quote if I lose both of my Hyundai keys. And you could do the same thing too. Your car has a unique number and it would find it and you can buy it and they'd just ship it out to you. Anyway, so I bought this car and I was detailing it and I found the second key. It was just lodged like so hard down beside the seat.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it gave me more pleasure than finding a piece of bread.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was saying to Mr. 97 earlier, I was using my North Face jacket yesterday because it was so cold.
Yeah.
And this morning I put it on and I felt a lens cap in the jacket. And I was saying it's lucky that it's sort of the beginning of winter because there's been many a time that I have lost something.
Yeah.
For instance, earpods, like the cabled AirPods, you know, the sort of the older school.
Is that what they're called?
Earpods.
Yeah.
Are they the ones with the cable?
Earpods.
Yeah. As in headphones.
Apple earpods. No. Headphones. Earphones. When I think of
earphones.
Earphones.
Headphones.
Headphones are the thing that go on your over your ear, over ear.
Earphones.
Headphones.
Earphones.
Earphones okay. are inside.
Oh, sure.
And never so anyway. Even
thought of that. I just called them headphones. Everyone else call them headphones?
You could.
It's headphones.
It's not a big deal. What do you think, 3D deal?
I would say earbuds.
Yeah, earbuds is very good too.
Okay, he's throwing something else in there.
But anyway, there was a time where I couldn't find my earbuds.
Yeah.
And I found three pairs the next winter. They were all in my jacket.
Yeah. It's kind of a win, but it's annoying for when you're storming around the house. Mm. Bray!
Yeah.
I mean, you're pretty bad at finding things. Mm.
We have a special spot now for our keys. Have you seen that?
Where? In this office or at home?
No. They stay in my pocket at home. Actually, where are my keys?
On the shoot.
Probably on your desk.
On the shoot the last couple of days was, who's got the keys? You almost need that.
It's we need the second pair of keys.
It's like the scrum master. Someone's taking control of the situation. Mm. We need that. Yeah, I think we need to, here at the office, create some kind of, I've got at home now because I've been such an offender of fucking losing my keys and my shit at home. Losing my stuff and then I lose my shit. We've got this like, it's like a bunny with these big bunny ears. It's really cute. Amy bought it. And so I put my cards and my AirPods in there and I don't lose them anymore.
It feels like a win when Brie can go away.
Yeah.
And I don't have to call her about anything.
As in, where is this?
Yeah, where is something, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I mean, you do the classic.
The boy look.
Boy look. It's and I would do it to my mum. Mum, where's the wooden spoon? I'm doing some sort of cooking. Mm. Where's the wooden spoon? It's in there. And I say, no, it's not. I fucking looked in there. And she'd come over and just go.
Well, that happened on the
Houdini.
On our new mic stands, there's these little plugs that stay on the mic stands. And I've seen radio stations that have these same arms.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane that they don't have the plugs on the top.
Oh, yeah. And the plug, when you say plug, plug's almost being generous. Plug, I would think, has some kind of like friction or whereas this, it's fucking.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm worried.
So look how shit that looks. So we put that back on. What, you know what we need? A little bit of blue tack.
Yeah, a little bit of prompting.
A little bit of prompting and it will stay there. But yeah, this thing, you were.
But we lost it. And you could, the thing is, I don't know whether I should be ashamed at how your reaction to certain things based on you knowing how I feel. It's like when I said, oh, mate, can you just get rid of the 100 mil 2.8?
The what? Get rid of the what?
When I said, can you get the 100 mil 2.8 on the shoot?
Yeah.
And there is that moment where it's like.
No, it's like, there's no 100 mil 2.8. We didn't bring the 100 mil 2.8. You assume we bring the 100 mil 2.8.
I thought you said you just brought. Oh, man, I just brought everything.
I packed everything but the 100mm 2.8.
The macro lens for an embroidery shoot.
The 100mm 2.8 is a specialised lens that
if we wanted some detail, I don't know, like we're filming embroidery machines. I got close enough.
How many times have you used the 100mm 2.8?
I don't know, but the specific.
I reckon 7 times.
And they're all on detailed shoots. It was a funny moment though because I was like, you know what?
Yeah. But I think this is the problem. When you start sending out responsibility, I packed everything.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, you know
everything.
What? I can't complain.
Yeah. No, you definitely didn't. It wasn't an issue at all. What was the other thing? Oh, when we lost this. I see. I mean, it's neither here nor there, no, but as my dad would say.
No, but you did. It was, I could tell that it was on your mind because you knew that, because I was like, and the thing is, I can't help it. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to draw attention to it.
Yeah.
But I'm walking around the office lifting things up.
I know, but it's like the kid who is making it known that he's a bit upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, and so he walks around, then he sends out the Slack notification to the team.
On a Saturday, yeah.
On a Saturday. No one's looking. Yeah. Well, no one's worked out how to put Slack notifications on.
If I'm going to be triggered, everyone else can be too. But no, I've gotten better at that.
But it was just on the couch.
Yes.
I knew it was there. Well, I knew things work out. Things do work out. I was thinking, Amy and I have this saying, and I think I want to instill it in this business. Good things happen to us.
Mm. You love saying it. I mean, it's
good things happen to us.
I've been wired this way.
Yeah, I think that's a bit different, but good things happen to us.
Okay.
Good things. So when it's a way of celebrating when something nice happens, mm-hmm. and you just instill it in your belief system that good things happen to us. You know, I think good things have happened to us as a team. You know,
when would you like me to use it?
When we have a win, uh-huh. good things happen to us. You know, finding that even good things happen to us. Things come. Mm-hmm. Have you got any sayings, 3D deal?
Not really. I mean, if you come back
to me. He's an inspiring dude, isn't he? We've got the next Tony Robbins in front of us. Actually, right now.
No. I do have one that I like to quote often.
It can't be an Instagram meme if that's what you're doing with your phone.
No, it's not. I would ask Mason first because it's going to take me a second to pull it up.
All right.
We'll see what 97 has.
Do you have anything?
Not really either.
About anything? Are you feeling a bit flat today, mate?
Yeah, a little bit. I got a bit of a cough. A little bit of a cold.
Yeah, he's no joke. He blamed that he didn't have vegetables for 3 days as the reason why he's sick. That's what I reckon. I've got a resilience where I can eat potato.
Mate, you're a rock solid fine. Immune system. Yeah, ate 520 grams of natural confectionery.
But this baby doesn't have the correct amount of leafy greens, and he starts fucking coughing. Don't you think it's a bit silly?
He does. That's a belief system in itself, though. Like I think there is something. If you are pretty healthy, you can rattle your system by. Mm-hmm. treating it like a piece of shit or treating it at the standard of some other people.
Talking about on the losing thing and being rattled, when we were leaving at Leeton last night, it was, what time did we leave? Maybe 6? 6:30 p.m.?
Yeah,
it was bloody late.
We went to Woolies. You're a savoury guy. I'm a sweet guy.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm. You wanted some chippies.
Just a few little chips.
And so I remembered that during the time that there was the stitch-up with the bag of lollies, I'd actually asked, can I have the Hay Tiger chocolate?
Yeah.
Which you left with you.
Yeah, you bought a block. Mm-hmm. You handed it to me when you got in the car, and I just completely deflected that. I was like, just put that to the side. And then I was like, where are the lollies?
Yeah.
Let's get the lollies out. Let's get that happening.
If you missed that episode, the boys did a stitch-up where – they got a jumbo pack of Natural Confectionery Company lollies, put them in the middle of the car.
And we all made a pact that the three of us, 3D Deal, Mason and I, would not eat a single lolly, but we'd actually be putting our hands in there to pretend like we were eating them.
And I had a pact that I was going to finish the whole fucking thing. That was just with myself. And so I finished it all and it was a big laugh.
Solid effort.
But the thing was that on last night before we left, I said, can I just have the Hay Tiger chocolate?
Oh, there was a panic about you. Could you feel it,
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, big panic, yeah.
Big panic that he actually masked in, I've got to find my book, because he knew the book was with the chocolate.
Yeah.
And he's just like, this book. And I was like, mate, how much have you read? He's like, I haven't started.
Well, the thing was, I knew that I gave you the book and the chocolate.
And I didn't know where it fucking went.
I didn't know where it went. I gave it to you.
Yeah, but I can't remember. It was two days before that, and we'd been in the car a heap. And so we found it. It was under my seat.
Yeah.
The book was there. I found the book first.
But you said that it was in you thought it was in the boot.
I don't know. And then Dill said he saw it.
So I emptied the whole boot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. 97 did say afterwards, he said, why did you need the book so much?
Which you knew at that point what he was
absolutely
after.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And so you were like, you were baiting me, yeah, if anything.
Yeah.
And so the baiting is, and the thing was that I was just like, I just went with it. I said, it's a
limited edition.
It's a limited edition book. I need the book.
When I found the book, it was the oldest book, yeah, oldest looking book ever. Yeah,
it's a nice book. But the good thing was that after my energy was sort of low and depleted and I was sort of couldn't be fucked anymore after, yeah, the end of the road trip, I revealed that the reason that I was so adamant on the book was because I knew the book was where the chocolate was.
Yeah, yeah. And I knew the book, find the chocolate. Yeah. What's the,
in where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but I just knew that if I said, if I put the energy that I was putting in, not in the book but in the chocolate, you guys would have been all over me.
No, I know. But isn't it, I mean, human communication, we can wrap things and sort of try and hide what we are really wanting in something else. We totally knew that. You knew that we knew that you were only looking for the chocolate and it wasn't anything to do with the book, yeah, right?
But you can't tell me how I feel.
No, but we can feel what you're putting out there and what you're actually thinking. Mm. We can feel it.
Well, I mean, that's, I think, why we can feel Mr. 97 feeling a little bit.
I tell you what I felt last night. And this is because, so I got home at 1:15, I think, got an Uber driver, Sandeep, just talking about gaming.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, yeah, mum and dad, not happy. Not happy. I'm just, you know, I do the same thing. I go to bed, I wake up, I go to work, I go to uni, I game, and I do it all again.
But dad, is it also Uber driving?
Yeah, only Uber drives. He's like, dad won't give me my, he said, you need to go back to uni or I won't give you your PlayStation back.
Really?
I was like, how old is this fucking guy? Yeah. Is
he his, it was like, can you just sit in the front? And he asked if you had a full license.
He didn't have his P's. It's, so yeah, he's over, yeah, 21. Sandeep, bro.
Get your shit together.
I love gaming. But he's a pretty sweet guy. He's such a sweet guy. He's so happy. It was great. It was like, fuck, at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I've only ever been in Ubers at 1 o'clock when I'm off my face.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, just, yeah, not, yeah, wanting to talk.
What I was like the other day.
Yeah, but I'm talking about being intoxicated. And so there's a interesting thing being out late at night. I think we should probably do like a really, like a 3 a.m. episode from the CBD or something. Mm-hmm. Just get some sort of weird place that you don't go at that time. Not dangerous, but just maybe we could do like a walking episode through the CBD or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Just, it's such a weird vibe. And so I'm so used to that when I'm intoxicated. So I got home and there's this real sense when I get home and Amy's asleep that I'm in trouble. Yeah. Just because every time it's come home late because I've been drinking too hard. This hasn't happened for a long time, but it triggered me. The feeling that, yeah, was triggered when I walked in, Amy sat up and she's like, oh, hi, darling. And I was like, I felt triggered like I'd been in trouble, but she was not acting I was in trouble.
Yeah, because you were just working.
I was just working, but it was weird. It was like, that situation usually reaps a different feeling.
It was interesting. I was looking out because by the time I got home, it was like 2 or whatever, and I was seeing where I did an Insta story the other day of these apartment blocks that are sort of a couple of hundred meters away and you can sort of see into them. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking, I'm like, everyone's asleep. Isn't it strange?
Yeah.
We all sleep at the same time.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, that's why when I was driving last night, I saw a few people walking and I was like,
what are you doing? Well, it's like
you're
driving.
You're up to no good.
Well, it's the driving stuff. Like you were talking about the memory of being on the road at that time of night when you were younger.
Mm. Well, it's like when you're in regional areas especially. I was even talking to some of the guys we were making the video about yesterday of like these areas, these regional areas. If a car drives down your street, probably even like in Narre Warren, like where your parents live, someone's driving down your cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. It's like, who are they? Why are they here? Especially dead ends.
Yeah.
It's always like they're up to no good. They're either lost or they're fucking up to no good. It's probably the latter.
Well, I remember we were the first house in an entire estate. And so we didn't even have fences. Like when we moved in to my old house when I was a kid. And I remember like construction sites, they're a common place where people break in basically. And I saw a red van breaking in and I had my digital zoom on my handy cam. I had it all zoomed in. We called the police and I'm like, I'm filming them now.
been ratting since fucking day one, haven't you? Yeah.
Well, no, there is something about, I did get impressed, 3D Deal's got an amazing digital zoom, optical and digital combination.
Yeah.
Because digital, because you always lead with its digital zoom.
Yeah.
Digital zoom as a kid especially, it's an inferior product, the digital zoom. But I was very impressed when there was a ship that we could barely see. And 3D Deal, it was almost like a flex. Were you doing it as a bit of a flex?
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if you really wanted to flex, we have a $10,000 camera with a $3,500 lens that you could shoot out.
No, but you can't do it. No, you couldn't do what 3D Deal did. Have you got the photo? Can we post it on Instagram?
Yeah. We can post it.
All right, we'll get it up.
It'll
grainy fucking.
It's real grainy, but you can still read it.
Yeah. You can see that it was Costco. Was it Costco as in?
It was not Costco. It was Costco.
Costco, which is a shipping company.
I'm so fucking stupid. So, yeah. I was like, man, I can't believe.
I thought the same thing. I can't believe
Costco have their own boat.
It would make sense though. I've 100% thought that myself.
Where do they get all their stuff? Like, it's got to get here somehow.
I think if we put it up, it needs to either have a real paragraph written around what this fucking image is or a video after. Maybe Dill can just eyeball the camera. You can just talk about the photo.
Could we do a zoom? What can we zoom into?
We zoomed into Jupiter last night and photographed Jupiter and three of its moons.
Which, I mean, it just essentially looks like a blown out light on a black backdrop.
Yeah.
It's not that impressive.
Don't speak about photos like that.
I get it. It was not that impressive.
Is that how you felt at the time?
Well, I mean, it visually, it doesn't look like much. But it's the whole idea that's a fucking planet that's all the way out there.
Yeah. Or a lamp
that you're never going to
or a street lamp.
Mate, imagine this guy smoking a joint. He'd freak out. His hands.
Yeah. Imagine.
Amazing. Yeah.
Deal with a joint and a 200 times zoom. Could you imagine what he'd get up to? The crazy shit. Just like, mate, look at this. What's that? It's my fingernail. 200 times. Look at the grain. Yeah,
but pubic hair from my Paul Book.
Exactly. So it is pubic hair.
No, it was not. It was not.
Actually, that was
fluff, baby.
It was interesting. The that's one thing I liked in school was it's not a telescope. What's the thing that you use to
microscope?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember there was one that we had at school with a USB, so you could take photos on the computer.
Mm. Well, I mean, you want to get like fingernails. I've been to places where you can put your finger onto it and sort of roll it around. You can see. I mean, when you look up close, it's really revealing.
It's really gross.
It's a bit fucking gross. Well, like follicle. Imagine looking at your head, mate. Oh my god!
My folliculitis. We could do that. It would be pretty.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to.
My head's actually been a lot better.
Has it? Why?
I don't know, actually. What was that noise? What are you doing?
Baby. Mate, can't you turn your mic off?
Yeah, he did.
No, he just leaned away. You can turn your mic off.
We've got
32 channels of goodness that we can control.
Mate, you've really come around to – this is like the – I'm the husband who likes drag racing and all of a sudden – and you're the wife and all of a sudden you're starting to drag race and you've gotten a drag racing tattoo. You are fully on board with the technology within the office.
Are we talking about upper middle Bogan, that family?
It does have that vibe. No, but I just remember, I feel like my mum wasn't much of one of the drag – she didn't get fully into –
drag hag.
Yeah.
What do they call them? Is there a name for them?
Sounds about right.
You could imagine that, drag hag.
But there's a certain there's a culture, I guess.
Mm.
They get into the 50s diner stuff and all that sort of thing.
Do they?
Yeah. They like dress up like they're in the 50s and they do swing dancing. Mum never bought into it.
Was it were any of us together when we were watching, maybe it was at my mum and dad's place, which means none of you were there.
I think Dill,
a little town where a bunch of retirees are wanting to only have like these old cars that drive around. Just a bunch of kooky old farts that are old hot rods. Yeah, it's like a Cuba. Hot rod town. Look it up, Mr. 97. Hot rod town. Did you find out about A1? A1 condition?
Yeah, it's not only for cars, it's for everything. It just means like first class.
Okay.
Maybe that's what A1 coffee.
A, start of the alphabet. 1, start of the numeric numbers and fucking hitting it.
The what numbers?
Numeric. numeric numbers. It's like, but why join those two together? This is what I don't understand. A1.
I was watching something the other day that was talking about breast sizes. What do you think is bigger, AA or A?
AA. Incorrect.
Incorrect.
What is it?
A is bigger than AA.
Why?
I don't know.
Then, hang on, double D. What's double D? Is that bigger than...
This is where it all falls apart for me because I always... Double D is obviously bigger than D.
I mean, this is what people... I some reason, double D is like something that a lot of people have spoken about that term in my life. Mm,
double D was the... In the 90s, yeah. That was the aim.
That was the aim, double D. But then is D bigger than double D?
My nickname was Double D.
Held together with a beautiful little sports bra.
Yeah, no, I definitely had Double D. Yeah, that was the name for a while. Can you look up Mason bra sizing?
Yeah, I just checked it.
3D deals. Yeah.
No, he's got it already saved.
Okay. Favorited. So a double A is a cup size smaller than A. An A cup only projects an inch outward from the band. Yeah. An A cup provides for little support, but can give you the opportunity to add the shape you wish. The double A cup does not really provide either, but will give you coverage for your breasts, even though they project very little from the band.
Okay.
Both can look very sexy to the more tasteful and discriminating pair of eyes.
So double A is Josh.
What was that last bit? I don't think you said that right.
It's
discriminating pair of eyes.
No, both can look very sexy to the more... this is exactly what it says. Both can look very sexy to the more tasteful and discriminating pair of eyes.
Discriminating pair of eyes. It's a bit of a unusual term to use.
Meaning that, like, if you're looking at a girl who's got a small chest, just in the bra, you're looking at it in a lustful manner, so to speak.
Tasteful, but
discriminating.
Just a fucking creep is what they're saying.
It's slightly confusing. But I do remember the buying Brie underwear. When I was younger, that was a big thing.
Yeah, I remember. I think it's just seen as like a sexy thing to do, you know, empowering like, by your...
I bought them, so...
Some lingerie.
Show them to me.
Yeah, and I think
that was the vibe.
Think about movies. It's like, oh, I'll buy some lingerie and then she puts it on. I've never bought Amy lingerie. Maybe I need to pull my fucking head in.
When was the
last time you did it?
It was probably, I think even, did we buy some together at Marshall's?
In
America? You know, there's a specific, it's very utilitarian, but Brie has these specific underwear that I bought her bulk maybe 4 years ago. And so now every single time I go to the US, I try and do a haul.
I don't think I was there, mate.
Nathan gets right into it. He's like, oh man, I found four. Or as we call him, Dr. Sugar is his new nickname.
Dr. Shug.
But it is an interesting one. I remember watching, what was it? It wasn't 10 Things I Hate About You. What was the film where they talked about black underwear? You only wear black underwear if you want sexual intercourse.
Interesting.
Which is probably a bad, not great messaging.
You accidentally wear black underwear because you just put them on at nighttime and you couldn't see.
Yeah, do you guys remember? It was a 90s film. Can you, 3D Dill, you're on the Undie Google at the moment.
Yeah.
Can you type in black underwear movie?
Black underwear movie.
Yeah.
Maybe well, it's not also what is the watermelon in your trolley? You're down to mess around.
Really?
Well, look at that, Mr. Nice. Have we got the boys fucking working hard today, don't
is
we?
It, she has a pair of black underwear from 10 Things I Hate About You, 1999.
Yes. Yeah, there we go. Jeez, I'm good.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Legend. Anyway, what's the calling sign? The watermelon in a trolley? What does it mean? I think it just means you DDF.
Or there's
DTW. Or there's down to watermelon.
Well, there's a good deal on watermelons.
Or you've mistaken that it says $3.99 as the price of the fucking watermelon.
Not per kilo.
You walk many out times. $17.50.
Many times I've done that.
I can't find anything.
Yeah.
Of course you can't.
Anything relating to potentially picking up, you can't. Computer says no.
we have admin. I haven't actually looked at it yet.
Oh, yeah.
But,
where did my phone go?
Oh, Miss 97.
Yes, Miss 97.
Can you sign for that?
Can you grab my phone, 3D deal?
Yep.
Too?
So our courier.
This is exciting. This is exciting.
The whole screen just is fucking moving because Mr. 97 is just going to get the iMac, one of the iMacs that's being delivered.
Yeah.
The real question is it DHL or is it TNT?
Oh, well, I hope it's TNT because that's me. What I was going to say, though, is Stusso, shout out to you, bro.
Yes.
he got behind us last night when we were at the Big Strawberry in Kunamura. What was it? Kunamu. Yeah. Kunomoo.
Kunamu.
He said, you guys need to do one at the Big Watermelon at Bushy Park Fruit Shop, Melbourne, Wanturna South. Do you know this?
Wanturna South is not far from Roeville.
Yeah.
So we could definitely do it.
Mum and Dad live there. Oh, he's got it.
97.
MacBook's in the house.
Was it?
iMac's in the house. Whose is it? Get on the microphone, mate.
Jeez. Was it DHL was me and TNT was?
TJ.
DHL. What?
It was you.
Mine got here first. Can you believe that?
So no, I mean, we were away for them being delivered.
They tried to deliver twice and we missed it.
And
but it's actually Mason's computer. So he's nailed that one. But Wanturna South.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking, what do you think of the idea of every week in June we go to a big something?
Yeah.
Well, so we've done 1 week already.
We've done one this week.
So we need to do three more.
Is this what state are we in? Is it all
we're
Victoria?
We're in Victoria.
No, but what state are we in? What are we talking? Going outside of Victoria?
I don't know. What do we have to do to make it work?
Yeah, I've got a family and we've got work to do. But I think we can make it work. What's in that? I mean, so the boys can do some research on and maybe present tomorrow a big list of places within Victoria that are within a, you know, I guess a 3-hour drive. It's nice to get 3D deal out on the road.
That can be a bit povo.
What? They can be a bit povo. Yeah. He said that can be a bit povo.
They can be a bit povo.
Is that fucking real high school?
As in, like, the Big Strawberry wasn't, it was nice.
Aren't humans weird? Like, we love big things.
But there was a section for buses to go.
Oh.
Like, it's a bit of a rort.
Of course it is. It
always is the way, though, isn't it?
It's a gimmick, the big windmill. What else is there?
There's a big coffee maker in Brunswick.
That's just a cafe, bro. There's fucking coffee maker.
There's a big dead fish at Fish Creek on top of a pub.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, Fish Creek's sick. That pub's actually awesome. Down near Mum and Dad, where Mum and Dad used to live in Meenian, South Gippsland.
There's a big Fish Creek. There's a big trout. Where's the giant trout?
I don't know. There's a giant koala in Dadswell Bridge.
Where's
Dadswell?
Town. I want something weird.
It is in Victoria.
Great. So we're getting a real-time list happening here, guys.
There's a big koala in Phillip Island Road.
Yeah.
There's one on the Murray that I actually filmed with Ruth McGowan. I'm trying to remember what it's called.
I mean, that's pretty far away. It's quite far.
Big.
Really needs to be factored into our sketch.
Kyle Hobson's Kyle's my school friend who couldn't drink big drinks. Vicky, his mum, grew up in this town.
Where?
I'm trying
to
work it out.
Where the big trout is?
Yes.
Is it at a trout farm?
Or maybe it's a big cod.
I tell you, a trout farm is an experience and a half, going to trout farm.
Here we go. Giant Murray cod. Swan Hill.
Okay, that is so far away. That's where you flew with Ruth.
Yes.
So it's like... It's towards Mildura, Swan Hill. It's like a 6-hour drive from
3D Dill wants to see red dirt and I said we'd show him before he goes.
Is there red dirt out there?
No.
You'd have to drive like further past Mildura into sort of South Australia.
Yeah. But I thought we could. Maybe we go to...
It'd be cool to find a place where there is a nice backdrop. It's like just real fucking scenic. Just...
Of what?
Just not much. Blue sky, red dirt.
Yeah.
Like the closest I got to it was when I was up in central Queensland.
Yeah.
But still, it wasn't all red dirt. Like you got to go to Northern Territory centre of Australia. That's
South
where
Australia,
real,
South Australia.
You like, could find some places
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, we'll definitely be able to
yeah.
do that. So admin-wise, yeah, so Stusso, I think we'll definitely do the big watermelon.
But nah, we got to see this. I think we got to – if they're just like gimmicky, big. Like they just want a few people, few more people. Like,
what was the big strawberry then?
Oh, totally just coincidental that we're driving past it and we thought it was a great idea that's now sparked this idea where we have to drive hours and hours per week
we
to do
2 hours,
episode.
We were 2 hours away before we decided to go there.
I mean, this is what we do. Some people look at us and think, fuck, these guys have a lot of time on their
big
hands.
Big watermelon.
Others look at it and go, oh, that is what I want to be doing with my life.
Big watermelon. I think that's also the name of the actual fruit shop.
Still, so do you fucking work at the big watermelon?
They've done a 15-minute
it's a doco
video on the big watermelon.
I mean, lead with the big watermelon. This is all people talking.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they've even got motion graphics, like a lower third with a big watermelon. So they've gone to a lot of branding effort. I appreciate it. But no, talking admin, we asked last night.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts.
Mm.
I'm not calling it iTunes anymore because Apple's now sort of doing a bunch of work in separating all the apps as individuals.
Well, the podcast app was always separate for a long time.
On iOS, not on Mac.
Okay. I mean, it's another conversation. But I'm sure people just where you get your podcast, go to it. If it's on a Mac device, an Apple device, find it. Let's not go bogged down.
It sounded like you got pretty bogged down there.
I got bogged down. I got real bogged down.
So we got a Apple podcast review from Gabby.
Yeah. Thanks, Gabs.
This came from the Apple Canada, Canadian Apple store, was it? Or
the
no?
Canadian, sorry, the name was Gabby from Canada.
Yeah, on the Australian app store. On
no, the Australian. It's pulling from every app store. Yeah, he's so we're got, not sure.
He's built an RSS.
Oh, has
scraper,
he?
Yes. He just hasn't
what
even.
What a weapon.
Yeah. Anyway, Gabby writes, I haven't read this yet, so this could be quite defamatory, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah, nope.
The Daily Talk Show is everything you could ever want in a podcast. The highly addictive talk show takes you on a journey each and every day. The perfect mix of scintillating conversation and gronk talk. You get invested in the individuals. Will Mr. 97 find the right woman? Is that a rhetorical question? Could 3D Dill end up staying in Australia? Will Tommy and Josh figure out the right desk configuration? Not only that, they offer visuals on YouTube, amazing hashtag Gronk Squad, hashtag fuck you, Tommy.
Fuck you, Gabby.
Fuck you, Gabby.
Fuck you, Gabby.
That's the highest honour that we give out here on the show. It's a big hashtag fuck you, Gabby.
I definitely couldn't answer if Mr. 97 will find love.
Mm.
I was thinking about whether 3D Dill could stay on. He was saying that he's actually got a year that he can legally stay here.
Well, he was specifically talking about if he got someone impregnated within Australia, he could see through the whole 9 months.
I don't remember it playing out like that. I got your back, Dill.
Thank you.
It was never about that. You were talking about that. Words in his mouth. Anyway, 3D Dill. He could stay here. What did he say? Till next May, which is a long time.
Yeah.
I just know it was well, 3 months. The baby was 3 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Enough time to have a kid, technically.
Yeah. Yeah. You just put yourself under the bus.
I mean, it'd be great for visa stuff, wouldn't it?
I don't know about that. It'd be very annoying because you'd leave the woman and she's having your baby by herself, which is a dog act.
No, but it would be 3 months. You sort of have the onboarding period of the baby, get them used to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll never remember you. They're too young.
Mm. I get that. Anyway.
And then for us, the desk configuration, Gabby, we're getting there. As you can see, we've got new mic arms.
Mm.
We've got some new audio gear.
Yeah, we've been playing around. Thank you to Rode for all the microphones. They've been big supporters of ours.
Oh, yeah. How good do we sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. And you've got your EFTM water bottle. Thank you, Trev.
Right.
I will email you in regards to... You're right, you're spilling it everywhere. You've also got shit all over. That itch pig is a bad colour for you.
Now, I'll tell you what, the place where I have the crap is right where the mic is.
Was that a bit – oh, that was a bit old school, wasn't it?
It's actually different when I'm looking at you. So it's like when you're actually like this and just, what's that there? And then you bang. Got his little nose. But that's when it works. Anyway, it's right in the centre so you can't see it because it's behind the great road mic that we have.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our admin for the day. We appreciate all of the podcast reviews. They do help.
Yeah.
And getting behind us on Instagram. A bunch of you rats have unfollowed us.
Oh yeah, we hit 1,000.
Yeah.
And now we're at 998. Yeah. I was reluctant when 3D Deal went hard and did a big celebration. Nah. I've never seen more animated GIFs on a story.
Yeah, I mean, this is when people realize they're following you and they're like, fuck, I was just being supportive and now I don't want to be part of it. Mm.
Well, we got some Instagram feedback from Jake. He said, loved yesterday's show, boys.
Yep.
I think with a little bit of prompting, 97 is prime for some firsts, challenges, and Idiot Abroad style.
Yeah. Well, we worked out his first job that he had, first pasty that he had, that he's had. This was all just from the weekend.
Did you tell your mum that you had a pasty?
No, I haven't spoken to mum yet.
Yeah.
Mm. Got home and then came straight here.
Burning the midnight oil.
Yeah.
Is it a big deal? Do you feel, is it weird not seeing your mum and your family? Because you're close to your mum.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to see her in like a few hours. So.
When are you planning on leaving?
No, he wants to get to the gym.
Tonight?
That's why he wants to head off early.
Are you going to go to the gym tonight?
No, it's just at 6 o'clock.
So he's going to the gym.
Yeah, but not early.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I just meant are you going to go in the sauna?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think that might help your chest? It might.
Potentially, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We also got a comment from Josh Atkinson on YouTube saying, you guys look so fucking cold. Well done, lads.
Oh, yeah. It was cold, Josh.
The one thing with all the swearing and the reviews and comments, I've mentioned this before, but I worry that these soft platforms that can't handle the Gronk squad.
It's
true though, isn't it? I think that they're gonna start filtering
shit. Think about the type of show we have and then think about someone like Joe Rogan's show and the type of blokes that listen to his and the comments that they'd be leaving. I think the trick is just to get so many reviews that even if a bunch of unless every one of them says fuck you, Tommy, but don't do that.
Okay, I've got to go because my iPad, laptop, phone and watch you're all going. Can you believe that? Look at that.
You're a loose
one,
unit.
Two, three, four, four calls. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email. We'll see you tomorrow. See. I missed the call. Do I call it back?
Definitely.
It's a landline.
It's probably business related.
Okay.
It will fund the fucking adventures that we go on.
See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.